Tony is a boy who likes to think hard about himself and all those in the schoolyard. At school, most of his peers wore elephant ears and trumpeted loudly so all could hear. Therefore, Tony did as expected, even if it made him feel demented. Often, however, his mind would wander to his friend and the activity around her. Around the yard, she would gallop whinny neigh. Seeing this fun made his doubts go away. One break time, he was decided. I will join in, though I might be derided. Skipping along, he put his ears down, and, instead of yelling, let his friend pat his crown. Then his new herd joined him in prancing, ignoring all the looks they were getting. His peers saw all this and frowned. Some even stomped their big boots on the ground. When the teachers came out, "What's all this fuss about?" But instead of breaking things up, they huddled in a hush. As Tony pranced around and the elephants howled, teacherly glances were thrown. One picked up a phone. Later, at home, after the fun, he knew that while his playtime was done, Tony the pony had just begun. In the following weeks and years, he ignored elephant jeers and adult cheers and teacherly fears. But ignoring grew thin when he wore his first tail. For as the adults locked horns and talked about jail, his peers stole the item away, declaring, "Trunks and ears are the only way." At this, poor Tony started to cry. Fortunately, his mommy was nearby. She got the teachers all to do their jobs, and soon they dispersed the elephant mob. From then on, many games did Tony play, always featuring ponies some way. Eventually, his peers grew to accept it. For Tony, elephant ears just don't fit. Now all grown up, he looks back to those days, remembering all the friends that he made. Being a pony sure is fun, even if it isn't for everyone.